Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I called bingo on Friday night, guys. I was so excited.
What are you, 1,000? How old are you now?
Stop it. You, for whatever reason, have this weird image that bingo is for old people. Do you know how many of my girlfriends, Freddie, I'm sure your wife goes to bingo.
No, a lot of people went to bingo. Yeah, they do private bingo parties now, man.
They have purse. This was a designer purse bingo, but they were giving away like Botox treatment and like concert tickets and trips and all of this cool stuff.
In other words, it was a hen house bingo
party. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. There were 300 women there, so I was like, all right, I'm in my element.
Frank's like, hey, why didn't you invite them? Why didn't you give them a call?
They were all drinking wine and having a great time and, you know, saying amazing things about the show. And I was like, all right, I'm in my element. Girls are my thing. We're all going to, you know, have like girl talk and whatever. And then I start calling bingo and I was a little bit nervous.
Did you know what you were doing going in there? I didn't when I did it.
Well, I've been to enough bingos to kind of know how this works. But at one point there was a power failure. So they said, all you have to do is you have to get on the mic and say, like, it wasn't just here. You know, it was the whole block. So I get on the mic. And then I think the way that I said that made everybody a little nervous. So the next game up was a special. And when you have a special, you have to pay a little extra money in order to buy this ticket. Oh, God. So everybody dabs their tickets. Yeah. And there's a guy who, Mike, who is actually the one that's like calling. I'm calling the numbers, but he's picking the numbers. So I just have to say whatever he's picking. So this woman calls bingo. Mike clears the board. This woman did not have bingo, and I thought that the place was going to kill me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they go nuts. You're not supposed to clear the board until the bingo is confirmed. Everybody knows that.
Obviously. So I'm sitting there like, oh, gosh.
I used to call bingo like 12 times.
You did?
Yeah, man. I was just like, well, not the thing, but I'd think I'd have bingo. It's just that numbers would be jumping around on the board and stuff. They get confusing after a while.
Oh, my. I thought that somebody was going to kill me, though. Like, it was
fault. It's Mike's fault.
Well, and I got on the mic and I blamed Mike, poor guy, because that was really the only thing that I could do with that.
Oh, that's nice of you. Throw him under the bus.
I mean, it was true. He was the one that cleared the board, but it was fun.
You're not supposed to clear the board until bingo is. Bingo's a big business now. Did you ever see where there are a lot of people there with like their little knickknacks for good luck and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. People like put their hands up in the air and talk to the good Lord.
I'm telling you, they have like these things that are like they just suck up all your chips and stuff like that, too.
A lot of them have trolls and they like, no, we don't play with chips anymore. You play with dabbers now.
Yeah, I play with dabs.
It was fun though. Yeah. At one point it got so monotonous because you're just calling the same numbers over and over that Mike is like nudging me like, B12, you missed the number. So then I call B12 and then the
you're
time
bored
is up
out of your mind
I,
at this point?
Yeah, and yeah, I pretty did much. It again and the lady's like, slow down!
But you said it took forever, right? It was from like 5 o'clock to 11 o'clock at night or
it
something?
It started at 7, but I had to get like prepped and you know me, I get nervous about everything.
Get prepped to call bingo. Gotta do your warm-ups in the dressing room
I was nervous, guys. I'm a perfectionist.
All right.
I don't think I'm cut out to call bingo.
So they hated you and you'll never do it again?
Pretty much, yeah.
In other words, they're never going to ask you again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.